A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, where we're broadcasting from home this July the 2nd, 2020, where we are speaking about COVID-19. We're broadcasting from home. I'm Marvelous Mfanganyahuye. And by the way, this is a pre-recorded program, so you will be watching it later on.
Yes, and I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington. And today, on Thursday, the 2nd of July, 2020, we'll continue talking about COVID-related issues and how women are coping in this pandemic, of seeing that there is this partial lockdown. People can, of course, go out, but not as much as they used to. Are the people adhering to the conditions? What is happening in the families' households? This is some of the issues we'll be looking at.
And also currently in Zimbabwe, we see that the figures continue to rise. The latest figures from the health department are that there are 605 confirmed COVID-19 cases. We have 166 recoveries. And currently, those that are actually affected by COVID-19, the figure stands at 432 with 7 deaths. But like we said earlier on, this is a pre-recorded program. So by the time you see this, the figures may have changed, sir.
Yes, and of particular interest, Marvelous, is that we see that local cases, local transmissions seem to be also on the rise. Even from these latest statistics, we see that there were 14 cases that were tested that came out as positive. And out of these 14, 13 were local and only one from South Africa. But in the previous days, we saw that the larger figures would come from other countries, returnees from South Africa, Botswana, Namibia, Mozambique. But mostly South Africa, because I guess because that's where the higher numbers are. That's where most Zimbabweans are. Then you get several from other neighboring countries. But of late, even yesterday, we did have, from the figures that were released by the Minister of Health, yesterday we did have 10 local cases. Today we have 18, which shows that even within the country, the transmissions are now increasing.
And also, sir, when we look at the current situation worldwide, where we are seeing that the cases are also continuing to rise, globally, we currently have 10,689 people that are actually have contracted COVID-19 with 516,000 deaths. And here in the United States, we currently have 2,686 people that have contracted COVID-19 with 128 deaths. And here in Washington, D.C., where I'm currently broadcasting from, we have 10,000 people, 385 that have actually contracted COVID-19 and 553 deaths. So the figure continues to rise. And we see, sir, that the United States has actually now become the epicenter of COVID-19.
Yes, indeed. That's seeing with the 128,000 deaths, that's quite a large number. But of course, we know that we are also dealing with a larger population. And when we look at most of these countries, people are not satisfied. Some people are not satisfied with the way their governments are handling the cases. Even here in the U.S., they wish there could be more that is done and everyone almost could wear masks, you know, so that we avoid the transmission. But of course, even back home, we've had cases that some people in Zimbabwe, they would just they would just go with their mask hanging around their mouth, around their necks, and then when they see the police, they hoist it up, meaning it's something to wear so that you don't get arrested, more than something you wear to prevent transmitting or getting the virus. So these are the issues that we're getting. And some people are not even happy in the quarantine centers. We saw that some people were demonstrating at the United College of Education in Bulawayo, where they are, it's one of the quarantine centers. Some recently there, they think they've stayed for more than 21 days there, some without getting tested. So why are they being detained there?
Wow.
In Zimbabwe.
Let's just take a look at some of the programs that are actually being done by some journalists in Zimbabwe during these COVID-19 times. By a group of journalists joined together and formed a group called Frontline Zimbabwe. Let's hear what they're doing.
Zimbabwe's COVID-19 frontliners are working day and night to ensure that more safety is guaranteed. Health workers from government hospitals, council clinics, including the support staff, and not forgetting our esteemed uniformed forces, are all together Zimbabwe's first line of defense in this crisis.
Unfortunately, the audio on that one doesn't seem to be very clear. I'm not sure what exactly is happening. It seemed to be repeating itself, but that's a group of journalists based in Zimbabwe that are actually working to assist COVID-19 victims. So they banded together, they are pulling together resources, and they are helping out within certain communities in and around Harare. And also they say they're also helping nurses and police people, and, you know, just the general public that are, like, in the front lines in Zimbabwe.
Yes. Speaking of helping in the communities, we hope to be joined shortly by Ms. Cora Ndebele of Emakhandeni, who's also assisting children there by feeding them. And we have seen that earlier on here in Studio 7, we spoke to the organization I'm for Bulawayo Against COVID-19, where the organizers say that tomorrow they will be rolling out a program in Eluveve Township, assisting people with water, sanitizers, and soap. We realize that there's been a recent outbreak of diarrhea in Eluveve suburb because of contaminated water in Bulawayo there. But of course, they are saying it's not just Luveve, only even the neighboring townships. Also, Gwabalanda, there's also Emakhandeni, and others have these problems. We also spoke to Mpilo, acting clinical director at the hospital, who confirmed that they have admitted more than 100 people for treatment, and that 7 deaths have occurred at the hospital, although the overall death is said to be above 12 in the city. And that's a cause for concern, seeing that even the COVID deaths are below that. And people, some are still complaining of diarrhea symptoms. So we did speak to Wulao Progressive Residents Association Deputy Chairperson Patricia Chabalala, who had visited some families who lost their loved ones. And she was saying they are sickness there. Some people are still sick. Some people are still losing their children because they seem to be the one who are succumbing easily to this diarrhea. But the city council, the local authority, they are saying it's looking into the issue and advising people to wash the buckets where they stay, where they store the water, which is erratic at the moment, the supplies. Although they are saying to the look at the township, they will try to make it constant. So these are some of the challenges that residents are facing amidst this partial lockdown, that there isn't adequate water to use, there isn't enough food for the children and the families, and women have to contend with all this. Kulabo-ke abasanda ukuxhasa kathesi sicubungula-ke ukuthi abesifazana babhekana lohlupho olunjani ngalesi isikhathi ilizwe libhekane lokumemetheka kwegcikwane le-COVID-19 esibonayo ukuthi lona selibulele abantu abaningi, izigidi lezigidi elizweni, esingathi ngabedlula izigidi yizo ezilegcikwane leli egazini, esingathi thina yi-10 million. Kodwa sesikhangela-ke elibabuleleyo ngamakhulu zinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amahlanu, ngedlula i-500,000 emhlabeni jikelele, yikho lapho esikhuluma ngakho. Kodwa sesibona ukuthi elizweni impela eZimbabwe silabo-ke abangamakhulu ayisithupha lanhlanu, i-605 yibo abahlaselwe ngumkhuhlane lo. Njalo lokhu ubulele abantu abayisikhombisa elizweni lonke. Ngakho inani leli liyaqansa, liyakhuphuka ngempela, ngoba sikhuluma nje izolo besikhuluma ngabantu abalengamakhulu amahlanu 597 namhla sikhuluma nge 605 okusho ukuthi bakhona abanye njalo abahloliweyo batholakala ukuthi balegcekwane leli sibonile ukuthi kulabo abahloliweyo abalitshumi lane i-14 abangu-13 ukuthi abafunyane belegcekwane leli bebengaveselizweni phakathi elizweni kodwa oyedwa ubevela kwele South Africa. Ensukwaneni ezedluleyo besibona ukuthi iningi labatholakala beligcekwane leli bebevela kwamanye amazwe. Kodwa sesiwathola-ke abakuZimbabwe labo abalalo, njalo abantu balokhu bexwayiswa ukuthi benqabele ukumemetheka kwaleli gcekwane ngesikhathi sibona amanani la eqansa. Kwele South Africa siyazi ukuthi amanombo langikhona aphezulu kakhulu abantu abasebelele gcekwane leli marvelous.
Thank you so much, Star. Kunavo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus, icho chatekeshera pasi rose uyezve nemunyika yeZimbabwe. Umo pari zvino tiine vanhu 605 vari kunzi ivo nebazi reutano ndo vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Tinoona pavanhu ava 605, 166 vawanikwa ivo vachikwanisa kubatwa nechirwere ichi vachinaya. Atoona kuti pari zvino vanhu vane chirwere ichi vanosvika ivo 432 ndo vari kurarama nechirwere ichi pari zvino. Tiine vanhu 7 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tinoona kuti sekutaura kwandaita pari zvino tiri kutepfenyura tiri kumba, saka ino iprogramu yatinoita pre-record muchazoinzwa munguva inotevera. Saka panguva yamunozozvinzwa uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 hunogona kunge wasanduka, nekuti tinoona kuti zuva nezuva bazi rezveutano rinowanikwa richitipa zvinenge zvaitika ave manheru. Asi pasi rose yatingati globally kune vanhu 10,689,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko iri, 516,000 vachidaudzira vakawanikwa ivo vachifa. Muno muAmerica matiri pari zvino mune vanhu 2.6 million vabatwa nedambudziko iri, 128 wavo vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisana nazvo ipo pano, uyezve tichitarisa isu kuti pari zvino pane zvinhu zvizhinji zvakawanda zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi yedambudziko reCOVID-19. Asi tichitarisa zvakare kuti imi kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei, uyezve zvii zvamuri kusangana nazvo pamusoro pedambudziko iri. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vakasiyana-siyana vachiuya vachitaura nesu pamusoro pekuti kwavari ikoko vari kuzviona sei padambudziko irori reCOVID-19, kwakamira sei kwavari ikoko, nekuti tinoziva kuti pane masangano emadzimai akawanda ari kuita mabato mabasa akasiyana-siyana mukubatsira avo vari kutarisana nedambudziko irori reCOVID-19. Saka since pana pari pachirongwa chemadzimai tichange tiri kunyanyotarisa nyanya zviri kutarisana nemadzimai vangange vari vemumadhorobha kana vemumaruwa, kuti zvii zvavari kutarisana nazvo panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Saka tine mumwe munyarikani wedu vatichange tiri kubata panhare, Muzvare Glanis Changachirere, vachange ivo vachitaura pamusoro pezviri kuitika pari zvino panyaya yechirwere ichochi cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Regai tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro, Muzvare Glanis Changachirere.
Ndinotenda hangu nekuva pachirongwa chenyu.
Ehe, mungatitsanangurawo kuti muri nesangano ripi uyezve kuti mabasa api amuri kuita panguva ino yeCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus, takanyanyotarisana nemadzimai.
Ndiri kushanda neboka reInstitute for Young Women Development, rinova boka rinoshanda nemadzimai echidiki, tichikurudzirawo kuti kupinda wazvebudiriro munharaunda dzavo. Pari zvino tine zvirongwa zvakawanda zvatiri kuita, zvinosanganisirawo zvirongwa zvekudzivirira kupararira kweukosha hweCOVID-19. Zvikuru sei tichikurudzira vanhu vari mumaruwa kuti vange vachitevedzera zviri kukurudzirwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe uyezve neboka reWorld Health Organization kuti vakwanise kuzvidzivirira kubva muukosha uyu.
Mungataurawo nechirungu here kuti organization yenyu, what's the name of your organization and how are you working with women, especially those that, you know, during this COVID-19 era?
My name is Glanis Changachirere and I work with the Institute for Young Women Development, a young women's organization that is working to promote the participation of young women in decision making and politics. And we work particularly with young women in rural areas. Currently, we are engaged with a number of programs that we are doing in the rural farming and mining areas where we work in. Number one, we are working to raise awareness in those communities on the COVID-19 pandemic, and also encouraging communities to take the necessary precautionary measures to prevent themselves from either contracting or spreading the novel coronavirus disease. Secondly, we are also working with local authorities seeking to understand how their work, particularly, you know, work that involves the implementation of constitutional provisions such as devolution, have been affected by the pandemic, and how the government is actually taking advantage of the pandemic to put into use the devolved system of governance that they are actually implementing at the present moment.
Mm-hmm. If you can just stay on the line, Star, I think Ms. Ndebele was trying to get on, but I think she's having issues with her link, so maybe you might want to take her from that end.
Sorry,
hold on. Okay, go on, sir.
Yebo ke si ungathi ukuthi ngubani lenhlanganiso yakho yipi lokuthi kuyini onceda ngakho abantu osikhumbuze njalo.
Igama lami ngisisikora Ndebele, ngihlala emakhandeni. Inhlanganiso yami ngesikhathi leso se-COVID-19 inhlanganiso enikeza abantwana ukudla ebizwa kuthiwa yi-Open Heart. Siyenza abantwana ukudla ekuseni ngo-8 nantambama ngo-4 esikubiza ngokuthi yi-lunch dinner.
Yebo-ke, siyabona njalo ukuthi uhlelo lakho solulamaviki ambalwa kumbe inyanga laqalisayo. Luqhubeka njani kathesi? Ungathi liqhuba kuhle, bayenza abantwana ukudla konke liyakuthola kumbe kukhona okusilela?
Inhlanganiso le ngathi isile ngenyanga ezimbili phosele ingxenye, maybe ngathi 2.5 months nawe iqalisile. And siqhuba kahle kakhulu, abantwana bayanda. Kathi siqala ama-numbers ayengani malutshana, kodwa kathesi abantwana lokhu besiza ngobuningi. Ngenxa ka-COVID-19 lo sinanzelele ukuthi abantwana ezindlini awusamanga kahle isimo ezindlini, abasadli kahle abantwana. Yikho abantwana lokhu belingezelela lesanda kungento enhle kithi. Kodwa-ke kube sekusuka into esuka isikhathaze kube ukuthi simithe ama-numbers ukuthi sibone ukuthi onke umntwana uyakhona ukubana athole ukudla. Ngenxa yama-challenges ka-economy kugcina maybe sokusuka lokuselela kuma-resources esiwadingayo.
Yeah, khona ukudla likuthola kulungele yini ukuthi lihle likusebenzise njengoba sinanzelela kungasomali, njengoba sinanzelela ukuthi intengo yempahla yezitolo iyakhuphuka imihla ngamalanga. Singathi lakho lokhu kuyalithinta yini kumbe inhlanganiso ezilincedisayo zilinika sokuvele sokuyikudla?
Kusithinta kakhulu ngokuba abantu abasinikeza engikubiza ukuthi ngama-donors, abanye basinikeza kuyimali, abanye basinikeza kuyikudla, besho besinikeza nanxa omunye siphathela kusho kube yinkuphu, omunye asiphathele kube yisithebo, omunye kube ngamafutha. Kodwa abasinikeza imali indlela izinto ezikhwela ngakhona nsuku zonke kuyasihlukumeza kakhulu ngokuba kuba nzima ukuthi uyathi ubhajethe namhlanje wenza ibhajethi yakho, kusasa uthi uyangena isitolo ufice sekukhuphukile. So akusela ukuthi ungathemba ukuthi into engiyithenge ngemali engaka namhlanje asizabhica kuyileyo mali. Ngoku uzabhica leyo mali sitintile, so kudouble the price ngoba ama-prices akhona akho step.
Ye, uke wathi silokhu saxoxa lapha emsakazweni usungula uhlelo lwakho, kulabantu abadingayo abafuna ukwazi ukuthi kungaphi lapho okudla lokho okwabiwa khona. Ungathi bengakuthola ngaphi laba bantu?
Bengangithola emakhandeni ku-2407 umgwaqo along Apollo Mahunga Road, o-S bangifonile kunombolo ezithi 0772-728-263. Ngibaziphinde inombolo 0772-728-263.
Yebo-ke, ungasifakela nje njalo ngesilungu ukuthi what challenges are you facing so far as an organization to procure food for the children which you are currently feeding?
Okay, we have challenges of resources at the moment because the prices are not stable, even resources. Because our donors can give us in terms of financial help. So it becomes a challenge when you go looking for those groceries in the shops. Prices are not stable. They change on a daily basis. So that affects us directly. And on the same note, again, we have challenge of resources. Those who give us resources, you know, they have challenge. Some end up saying, come and collect the food. But at least we don't have transport here because we have transport challenges. Even the fuel is not found in most countries. So it's a challenge that we are facing as an organization.
Yes, and you spoke to us on this program some time back, and now you are saying some people were looking, scouting for your place. Where should they find you? And you were saying some said we had you on Studio 7, but we couldn't locate you. Where can the people locate you, those who want to have their children fed?
Okay, we are found in Makambini along Apollo Manga Road, 2407. We are doing this program at home, in my home state, actually. And those who want to contact us, my contact details are 0772-728-263. 0772-728-263.
Yebo ke, hayi, kuyezwakala. Ungahlala khonapho ke ecingweni sizaphenduka njalo kuwe. Sicale sithathe omunye ubekezele.
Aiwa apho tangatiri kunzwa kubva kuna amaindebele vangavarikutaura ivo pamusoro pechirongwa chavari kuita kubulawayo uko vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiwanikwa vachibika vari kutaura ivo vari kubika chikafu chekupa vana nyanya vari kutarisana nedambudziko panguva ino yecovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Saka tenderera mberi tichitaura zvakare namuzvare Glanis Changachirere vachititsananguroo kuti zvii zvimwe zvavari kutarisana nazvo panguva ino yecovid-19. Nekuti sekutaura kwatiri kuita pari zvino programu yedu iyi yatiri kuita iri pre-recorded, saka muchange makuzoinzwa munguva inotevera. Uyezve tiri kutarisa isu nyanya dambudziko rechirwere checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus, tichitarisa mabasa ari kusangana nemadzimai vanoshanda nemamwe madzimai kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Muzvare Glanis Changachirere vanoshanda ivo nemadzimai vari kumaruva nevamwe zvakare vatingati isu vari mumadhorobha. Aiwa, tinenge tava navo. Muzvare Changachirere, endererai mberi. Mungatini matambudziko api ari kunyanyotariswa nemadzimai nyanya vari kumaruva pari zvino?
Zvakakanda kuva yaskiri yemutenda wecovid-19. Tingati ruzhinji rwemadzimai, kunyanya madzimai echidiki, vari kunetseka kuti vawane chitauviri. Ndokunga muchangu munongozivawo kuti munyika yedu iyi vanhu veruzhinji havana mabasa, saka vakawanda vacho madzimai vanga vachirarama nekunotenga kunze kwenyika vachiuya kuzotengesa muno. Vamwewo ndivo vanga vachitengesa zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana mumigwagwa. Saka patakawirwa nedambudziko iri, vazhinji vavo vakabva vanzi vagare kumba munguva yelockdown. Zvichienderera mberi, pakavhurwa mabhizimisi evamwe avo vanowanikwa vasina kurejista, vasina makambani chaivo, vaingozvishandira pasi zvavo, havana kukwanisa kuwana mukana wekuti vavhurirwe kuti vasevenze. Saka vazhinji vavo vari kutamba nhamo kutaura kunoku. Uyezve pane dambudziko rekuti
nhare dzavo sevanhu vatiri kutaura navo vari panhare, nhare dzavo dzinenge dzambodambuka pari zvino. Muzvare Changachirere vari kutaura ivo vachiti panguva ino yecovid-19 vari kuti ivo vari kunyanyoona zvanyanya vanhu vaita mabasa ekutengesa mumigwagwa ndo vari kutarisana nedambudziko guru. So today I have Glanis Changachirere. An activist based in Harare, but unfortunately her phone seems to be going in and out. But she's saying that, you know, one of the biggest problems that they're seeing is that women, especially women vendors, are failing to cope day to day because some of them were not registered, so they were not able to go back to work when the government opened up partially to some of the businesses. But she seems to be online right now. Let me try and get her. Hello, Glanis.
Right, while she's trying to connect, lapho ke sizwa ukuthi omunye ke silaye lapha ecingweni. Unkosazana Glanis Changachirere uchasisa ke ngenhlelo azenzayo ukuncedisa abesifazana emaphandleni kanye nemadolobheni ngokuninginingi njalo uthi kakhulu laba abathengisa emgwaqweni babhekana lokunye nje ama-vendors balolunye nje uhlupho labo ngoba abatholi kuhle into zabo eziningi ezithiyeneyo singakabuyeli kuye sesibuya kuwe nkosazana nkosikazi Ndebele siyabona ukuthi kulo hlupho lwamanzi kobulawayo ikakhulu eluveve sesibonile kuqhamuka isihudo ungathi elokithi lemakhandeni kukhona yini lokhu njalo alesabeli ukuthi kungaphazamisa uhlelo lwenu
kwenzakala eluvuzi kuyasukumiza kakhulu kodwa kithi lapha emakhandleni ade sikade lingakabi khona okwamanje kodwa sihlalele evalweni ngeqiniso ngoba ngoba emakhandleni leluvuzi yindawo eseduzanduzane sihlukanise ngumgwaqo nje lo wekawutota so ukuthi amaphayipi ahamba kanjani amanzi ukuthi kube nomehluko wamanzi emakhandeni naweluvuzi asikwazi ukuhamba kanjani kodwa akhathesi asikabi lehlupho lomkhuhlane nokodwa uvalo silalo ngokuba futhi ungavuka kukithi lo singalokhu senzakale eluvuzi
ye kodwa amanzi wona liyawethola yini liyawathola amanzi eneleyo okusebenzisa
amanzi kithi lapha emakhandeni abuya ngevuli abuya kabili namhlanje ngolwesine ayabuya aphinde abuyela nge-weekend okuyikuthi amanzi adinga sesihlukumeza ngoba sifaka kuma-containers amabhakede adinga sesihlukumeza esephelile sigcine siyakukha esibhoraneni esiseduzane esikolo lapha emthingo yikho esihlela sesiyakukha khona amanzi esengasayeneli kahle
ye sengaphinda njalo-ke ngesilungu ukuthi ngesingisi can you explain the water problems and if they are affecting you there at Emakhandeni, seeing that there is this diarrhea outbreak in Eluveve.
Yes, well, I live in GAA as Emakhandeni community, because Eluveve and Emakhandeni are just close by. Actually, the demarcation is only a road, the Eluveve, the Kotobak road, which separates Eluveve and Emakhandeni. So there are high chances that we may also get affected. So we live in GAA because what is happening in Eluveve can also happen in Emakhandeni anytime.
Yeah, so what precautions, when exactly do you get to the water and does it affect your program?
Yes, you only get water 2 times a week. Substantial water 2 times a week. You get it on Thursdays and on weekends. I'm not sure Saturday or Sunday. That's when we get water. And and we're greatly affected by this water saving program. As we end up failing to sustain our kids with water, we end up going to get water from a bowl and using the primary school. So we are greatly affected by water shedding.
Yes, what about precautions that are usually given by the medical personnel? For example, what are you doing to ensure that there is no COVID spread? Do the children have protective clothing? And how do you store your water?
Okay. We maintain social distance when we are feeding our children. We always make sure that they are 1 meter apart. Then we also give them the face mask, the mask to cover their mouth and their nose so that they feel non-spread of COVID-19. And as for the water, we keep it in our buckets. We try and wash our buckets. And whenever there is water, we wash them and clean them before feeding them with water again. And we encourage children, even mothers and fathers, to make sure that their kids, when they are coming to collect food, they make sure that they cover their mouth with the face mask that we give them.
And how are you sure that the food gets to the intended beneficiary? We've seen in pictures where you give the child a plate to go and eat at home. Are you sure that the other ones who don't benefit from this may not also be tempted to share the food or something like that?
we faced that challenge before because some kids will not be telling maybe 5 people for these cupcakes. They will be telling us this one is for mom and this one is for dad. So that's the challenge that we face. But at the end of the day, when we have such challenges, we end up giving all, making sure that all cupcakes they are loaded with food to avoid the kids, so that the kids will share with their parents at home. There's nothing that we can do really to maintain that.
Yes, because I'm sure the older kids would grab the food. And you have said before that older people come also wanting to get the to benefit, to wanting to get the meals. Do you think you'll be ready soon to accommodate them?
Really, donors are coming forward. We're hopeful that in the near future we'll be giving everyone food. Because as I said before, we have faced the challenge when by pregnant women come needing food. It's so difficult really to turn away a pregnant person. Even, you know, some old people, they do come really. So it's a challenge that we're facing. But at the end of the day, for those who after telling we are living, those who come, they are kids. So if you see an elder coming, it's not difficult to turn that person away. We end up keeping a plate as well.
Okay, thank you very much. Stay on the line while we take another guest. Today, Mark, you've heard what Ms. Cora Ndebele said.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Mai Cora Ndebele. Vanga vari kutaurawo nechirongwa chavari kuita kuBulawayo. Uko vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishanda nevechidiki vachivapa chikafu. Vanga vari kutaura nehost wangu Star. Glanis, back to you. We have you back on the line. Can you tell us, we see, you know, there are ladies out there in Bulawayo. They are having some feeding programs. What kind of programs is your organization doing, especially now during this COVID-19 era?
So we have a number of programs that we are doing in the rural farming and mining areas where we work in. To start with, we have got awareness raising programs around the COVID-19 pandemic, where we are encouraging communities and women in particular to take the necessary precautionary measures to protect themselves from either contracting or spreading the pandemic. We are also supporting some of them with protective equipment such as masks, and we are also distributing hand washing detergents. And we have actually also been actively taking an active role in taking care of some of the community infrastructure that is mostly used by women, like community boreholes, where young women are going to clean and make sure that the equipment that they use remains safe for themselves. In addition, we are also engaging local authorities in talking about how social services delivery has been affected by COVID-19. In so doing, we are also trying to make sure that local authorities remain accountable to communities and communities are up to date in terms of developments that are taking place in their communities during this COVID-19 period.
And how do you do that? How do you make sure that people are aware of what kind of developments are happening in their communities when we see that most people right now are under quarantine? What kind of method are you using to reach people, especially those in rural community and the women?
So we because we work in a very local community, are able to gather people, especially the young women, while observing the necessary social distancing and, you know, doing the necessary disinfection of areas where we are meeting. And when they gather, we also then invite local authorities to actually come and engage and talk to the young women physically. So we are still able to do that now, but of course taking into account that the numbers have definitely reduced to below 50.
Mungati mimi parizvino zvii muri kushanda muma communities api uye zve nyanya kumaruwa muri kubatsira sei madzimai nyanya
tiri kushanda nemadzimai tichivazivisa nekuvakurudzira maererano nezvechirwere checovid-19 uye zvavanofanirwa kunge vachiita kuitira kuti vazvidzivirire kubva mukubata ukosha hwecovid-19 uyu. Tiri kuenderera mberi zvakare tichivabatsira kuti vange vane mamask ayo ari kukurudzirwa nehurumende uye zveneboka reWorld Health Organization kuti vange vachishandisa nguva zhinji. Tiri kuenderera mberi zvakare tichitsigirana navo tichivapawo zvekuti vange vachikwanisa kugezesa maoko kunyanyanyanya munzvimbo idzo dzavanoshandisa ivo semadzimai dzakaita semumabohoro.
Zviri nyore here kuti muwanikwe muchishanda nemadzimai aya amuri kutaura uyezve munozvigona sei panguva yatiri kuona kuti vazhinji vari pasi pechirongwa chelockdown munzvimbo dzakanyanya uyezve mungati ndedzipi nzvimbo munyika dzamuri kushanda muri?
Isusu tiri kushandira zvikuru sei mumaruwa, mumapurazi nemumaresettlement areas umo. Nekuti vanhu vazhinji vanenge vachigara nzvimbo dzakada kubatana. Saka tiri kukwanisa isusu kunge tichiunganidza madzimai zvikuru sei vechidiki panzvimbo dzakachengetedzeka dzatiri kukwanisawo kunga tichidira mushonga watinoti wesanitizer uyezve tichikwanisa kutevedzera yatiri kuti iyo social distancing. Tikavaunganidza tiri kukwanisawo zvakare kunge tichizounzawo utungamiri hwemunharaunda unosanganisira makanzura uyezve utungamiri hwedu hwechivanhu matraditional leaders nevakasiyana-siyana vari munharaunda kuti vange vachikwanisa kuuya kuzoitahurukuro nemadzimai echidiki vachikwanisa kuvapawo maupdates ekuti zvirongwa zvehurumende zvakamira sei takatarisana nedambudziko recovid-19 uyewo madzimai achipawo zvitemo zvavo kuti zvinge zvichitorwawo zvichizokwanisa kugadziriswa muurongwa hwehurumende ihwohwo.
Mungati zvichemo zvipi zviri kunyanyobva kumadzimai nyaya ivava vechidiki panyaya iyo yedambudziko recovid-19?
Matambudziko mazhinji ari kusanganikwa nawo nemadzimai echidiki akanangana nenyaya yekushaya cheuviri chekuti ruzhinji rwavo harusi kushanda nekuda kwekurambidzwa kusevenza kuri kuitwa zvikuru sei avo vetumabhinda uko twavanoita tusina kunge twakarejistwa saka havasi kukwanisa kunge vachichengetedza mhuri dzavo zvakanangana nechekudya chekupfeka kunyange pekugara pakanaka. Vari kusangana zvakare nemadzimai nematambudziko akanangana nenyaya dzeutano. Zvipatara zvizhinji kubva nguva zvatanga denda recovid-19 zviri kuedza kuda kuwanza kushanda zvakanangana necovid-19. Zvichidaro vava kusiya basa zhinji rakanangana neutano zvinosanganisira madzimai akazvitakura, zvinosanganisira zvimwe zvirwere zvinenge zvichisanganikwa nazvo. Kunyanya izvozvo zvinotoita futi seavo vari kurarama neutachiwana. Saka ruzhinji rwavo rwava kuneseka kuti vange vachiwana zvinovabatsira pakuchengetedza utano hwavo. Uyezve takanangana necovid-19 yacho zvipatara zvedu ndofunga muri kungoona dambudziko riri munyika iro riri kuita kuti vashandi vezveutano vange vachistrika. Hazvisi kukwanisa kunyatsotakura zvakare kuti zvibatsiridze kurapwa kwakanaka zvakanangana nechirwere checovid-19 uye dzimwe nzvimbo zvikuru sei kumaruwa uko hadzisati dzanyatsogadzirika zvekuti dzinokwanisa kunge dzichiva dzakachengetedzeka uye dzichibatsira zvakanaka vanenge vasangana nedambudziko recovid-19.
Glanis, if you can just tell us that last point about the challenges that women are facing, especially when it comes to their medical situation in the rural areas, while I bring in Star.
Some of the challenges that the young women are facing, particularly in the rural farming and mining areas, is associated with their sexual and reproductive health, where hospitals and clinics are not able to support most of the day-to-day health problems that are faced by women, because they seem to be paying so much attention to COVID-19. So as a result, women, pregnant women, women living with HIV, and even those women who need to be visiting the clinics occasionally are finding it difficult to access, you know, those services. And secondly, there's also a problem where most of the designated COVID-19 quarantine centers are actually faced with, infrastructural challenges where they are not fully equipped enough to handle COVID-19 cases. And in those communities, the other challenge is that, you know, awareness around COVID-19, you know, is really taking time to get, especially to the very remote parts of the communities. So there are risks where people who may be suspected of having the pandemic are likely to commingle with people in the communities, with communities not knowing.
Mm-hmm. Star, if you can come in there. We were hearing from Ms. Changashirere. She's just talking about some of the challenges that women are facing, especially in the rural areas, when it comes to, you know, their medical conditions. And I heard Ms. Ndebele there talking about the water situation in Bulawayo. Maybe she can just come in and comment on what Ms. Changashirere was saying, if she could hear her.
Yes, that's very important, Mav. Lapho ke sizile omunye umhlonishwa wethu obechasisa ke ngengxaki esibhekane labesifazana ngalesi sikhathi abantu bevalelwe ezindlini kube ngaphumi njengenjayelo ukuthi bedinge abakufunayo esingathi yi-lockdown njalo abanye ke bale hlupho lokuthi bafinyelele ke ezempilakahle. Sesibuya kuwe Nkosikazi Ndebele, ungasichazisela ukuthi uhlupho lolu olwamanzi ikakhulu yini yini singathi lihlupha kakhulu okwabesifazana? Khathesi nje singathi kuyi-lockdown, ngabesifazana yini abathwala nzima ukuthi bebone ukuthi imuli zabo zinakekele kumbe kuyafana labesilisa?
Yebo, abesifazana yibo abalohlupho olukhulu ekuboneni ukuthi amanzi akhona ngekhaya. Nakuba obaba kubalutshwana ukuthi bayedinga amanzi. Nalolu hlupho luka-COVID-19 amanzi adingakala kakhulu. Nakuba siyezwa abezempilakahle besicebisa ukubana sigeze izandla njalo nje, specifically ku-running water esingenayo ezindlini. Omama kubekeshiwa ukuthi amanzi akhona ukuze abantwana behlale izandla zihlanzekile ngegeza, umntwana ngavele ephume nxa ephenduka ngekhaya geza izandla. Umama kuyomekeshiwa ukuthi amanzi atholakala ngekhaya. Obaba kubalutshwana ukuthi babonakale bedinga amanzi.
Singathi lapho nxa kufoliwe lapho ezihotshweni libona abantwana abangamantombazana bibe abaningi kakhulu yini labesifazane okwedlula abantwana abangabafana.
Yebo, kunjalo dade. Lapho esifolela khona amanzi ababe bebaningi ukuthi umama nabantwana abangamantombazana. Oba babe khona lamajaha kodwa balutshwane. Iningi yithi omama lamantombazana yithi especially sibaningi kakhulu sifonele lawo manzi esikhondleni.
Nxa sokufika emabhawuzeni laphana. Nxa sokufika ke lapho ezitolo ke lapho kuthengwa khona impuphu lokunye, indwendwele ziyana ukuthi abantu banye bayahuqana. Singabe lokho zikhona yini kathesi ezempuphu njalo lapho abesifazana bayenelisa yini labo ukuthenga? Ngoba esake saxoxa nabo bathi bahuqelwa eceleni ngabalamanzi.
Mama sizosiza ekuthengeni lapho sokuhluqwana kobempuphu. Omama sebesikhona kodwa yilapho obabamajaha iwanzi uba maningi kakhulu. Yikho ufica kuyimathina sesifuqela umama kathana ngoba bona benamandla kwesifazane ungenawo amandla amakhulu njengowesilisa. Kulokhu-ke kugcina kusiba nokunga njalo omama abaningi nxa sokusisiza esidalweni sokubana bayafuqwana. Sesivele siziphume sizimele eceleni ngoba sisazi ukubana amandla akhona sinawo.
Ye, njalo futhi sikhangela ukuthi izitolo eziningi lezi zithi azisathathi imali ehlobo lwama-bond notes. Lokho lukhona lolu hlupho yini njalo kuphatha njani abantu?
Lolu hlupho lukhona kakhulu lapha kuBulawayo. Lusithwale senzima kakhulu izitolo eziningi. Kulapha emalokitshini asisavumi ukubana umuntu athenge nge-bond note. Abanye sebesenza ukugxila kuthiwe kulenye ebhalwe bond note, kulenye engabhalwa ma-bond note okufuze isebenzi. Kuthi ezinye izitolo zihlezi vele zithi zona sezithatha ngama-US dollar langamarandi. Njengoba sike sabona nje emalandi umzakhamizi impophoma lapho ezigcine ezidemonstrate kwesinye isitolo ekade sivele sisala ukuthi abantu bethengi ngemali yalapho ekhaya befuna imali yokwamanye amazwe.
Yebo, if you can just summarize to us in English about the challenges women are facing when it comes to getting stuff from the shops and when it comes to acquiring water from the bowls.
The women, the challenge that are faced by women because of COVID-19, during this COVID-19 era, looking at challenges of water in Bulawayo, really women are the ones who look for water. We really see men in queues, in bowl queues, and in Bowser's queues looking for water. Most of the time it's women. At the end of the day, we are loaded with a lot of work that we do at home, including happens in water as well. So it's a big challenge for women. And again, when we come to the shops, women, like when we're looking for needles in those big queues, whereby, you know, young men take advantage of that and they'll be pushing women away from those queues. At the end of the day, we don't have easy access of those basic commodities like women and sugar.
So you're saying women, in most of these cases, when the men are pushing, when the young men are pushing, they just leave the line and stand aside?
Yes, to avoid being pushed and getting injured, you rather stand aside and let them get easy access of those basic commodities. At the end of the day, those families that are most hated by women, they usually don't get any of those basic commodities easily.
Oh, okay. Interesting perspective there. Over to you, Marvelous.
Maybe if you can just ask, you know, because they are in the business of buying foodstuffs, how are they doing it to enable that, you know, they stay within their budget and are able to carry on with their project of feeding the people that are under their project?
Yes, that would be interesting. I think she answered it in Ndebele. If you can, in English, summarize how the price increases or the unstable prices affect your project of feeding children.
Okay. What is affected by the instability in crisis? You know, we can hardly budget for anything right now because basic commodities today you can find like sugar that we use on a daily basis. We were buying it when we started this program, we were buying it at $90-something. Now it's going double that price, it's going from 200 to 250 in other shops. So it's a challenge really to budget. So that's why most of the time we prepare donors to give us in terms of resources that we need to know. They can give to us even minimum sugar in terms of sugar. I like being given cash because with cash it's a bit difficult. With this old note, you can't budget using it. Tomorrow it's not.
Yes, and does this mean you have to buy on a daily basis or you have space where you can store the food in bulk?
Yes, we have a space that we store our food. My mom lives with one spare room that we are using to store. So we can buy it back if we have good money. But if we don't, we can buy it on a daily basis. It depends on what we have, what we have got from our donors and those who are so sincere. We listen to our calls, we give us. So it depends. We don't have it fixed. We can't fix what we are. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you very much. There, Mark, she ubechazisa ke lapho unkosazana, unkosikazi Ndebele ukuthi bathenga njani lokhu kudla njalo ukukhuphuka kwentengo mahlayana kubaphazamisa njani. Over to you.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa isu kubva kuna muzvare Ndebele vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pechirongwa chavari kuita vachichema-chema vachitivo nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa inyaya yekukwira kwemitengo. Vari kuti ivo sevanhu vanoita basa nezvakadaro, vari kuti ivo kana vari kutokumbira rubatsiro, vanokumbira kuti vanhu vavape zviri zvinhu zvakadai seshuga, sehupfu nezvimwewo, nekuti mari chaiyo pavanozotora mari vachienda kunotenga muzvitoro, mari inenge isisina uremu hwakanaka. Uyezve vari kusvikowana ikoko kuzvitoro zvavanenge vari kuda kutenga seshuga nezvimwewo hazvichidhura. Asi regai tienderere mberi tichitaura isu namuzvare changa chirere. Tichinzwa kuti tichipeta chirongwa chedu nokuti tauda kusvika kumagumo. Nekuti vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti masangano akawanda pari zvino vari kuedza kurwisa kuti vasawanikwe ivo mabasa avanoita mamwewo avanozokwanisa kunge vari kuita kana COVID yapera vanhu vasakanganwe nezvavo. Saka ndoda kuti tinzwe kubva kuna muzvare changa chirere nokuti vanoshanda nemadzimai nyanya vechidiki vavanoti ivo vari kumaruva nekumwewo vachiedza kuvadzidzisa pane nyaya dzakawanda wanda dzingave dziri nyaya dzekuti vangawanikwe ivo vachiwana cheruviri sei nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka tiri kuedza kuti vabate kuti tinzwe kuti pari zvino zvii zvavari kutarisana nazvo. Takatarisa kuti vazhinji vari kutarisa iyoyi COVID asi havasi kutarisa kuti post COVID chii chichaitika. Zvii zvichaitika kana nyika dzavhura vanhu vakuenderera mberi nemabasa avo ezuva nezuva. Ndozvimwe zvatatoda kuti tisanangurirwe naivo muzvare changa chirere nekuti vanga vari kutaura kuti pane zvimwe zvekutarisana nemasangano anoshanda iwo achibatsira madzimai panguva iyo ino. I was just speaking to Ms. Changachirere earlier on, and she was actually saying that, you know, some of the issues that they are facing as women's rights activists are that people are actually forgetting, you know, what some of these organizations are doing to help women, because everybody right now is focused on actually being able to make sure that people are fed, people are, you know, have the awareness program regarding COVID-19, that, you know, at the end of the day, some of the core business that is actually being done by women is lost. Star, I was just saying there earlier on, I spoke to Ms. Changachirere, and she was talking about, you know, one of the biggest challenges that they are facing as a women's rights movement, that they have to keep having a presence of the kind of work that they do, because there is still work to be done, you know, to maybe, you know, after COVID-19. But most people right now, as Ms. Ndebelebe was saying, are really concentrating on feeding people, because the biggest problem that we're seeing is that of people not being able to access a foodstuff. Unfortunately, we're finding, you know, like the lines to Zimbabwe today are really acting up. But at the same time, you know, she brought up very, very valid points that, you know, the issue of food prices, because those are being experienced by everybody. But I think from what she was saying, I heard her saying that one of the biggest problems that they're seeing is that when women, young women especially, go and fetch water there, or even when they're in a queue for lining up to get food, sometimes they are finding themselves, you know, being disadvantaged, because, you know, men obviously will muscle their way in front and women are left at the back. I think that's one of the issues that I heard her picking up.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. And actually, she was emphasizing this point that it's women who are facing the brunt of this COVID lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Because the issue now is basic commodities, as
she said,
in the shops, where men will push you aside, as she said. And the other issue is accessing the water that from the bowsers, from the local authorities' bowsers. There, she says, it's the women mostly you will find in this line. Mm-hmm. And young and young women. So the young men and the other men, they are not worried about this, supposedly, meaning the women has to look for the water. You go to the shops, you can't buy it. And she actually made another important observation.
What was that?
Those women whose families are, those families that are headed by women, mm-hmm. end up not accessing the basic commodities.
Mm.
Because, you know, if you have a son, maybe, or husband, they can get that for you. But if you are the one who's there and you are muscled away from those lines for the basic commodities, because we know that what they line up for is the most scarce one, like maybe.
Yes. Mm. Uh-huh. And one of the things that actually Glanis Changachirere, she works with women, especially in the rural areas, she said that one of the things that they are doing as an organization is making sure that they sanitize the boreholes. Because, as you can understand, a lot of people actually go there to pump the water. So I was really surprised to say, I wasn't thinking that way, but, you know, it's an interesting development that they are saying that they're actually, you know, using sanitizers to sanitize the boreholes, so that people that go to fetch the water, and as our sister there, Ms. Ndebele, was saying, especially the young women, are not contracting COVID-19 from the water sources. Saka apo tanga tiri kunzwa isu tikuedza kuti tibate muzvare Changachirere naMiss Ndebele kuti vapinde muchirongwa, because we're nearly coming to the end of our program, so we'll try and you know, get hold of Miss Ndebele and Miss Changachirere to just give us their last views, because we are nearing the end of the program. So Star, if you can try and get Miss Ndebele so that we do have our last words. And I'll also from here try to get Ms. Changachirere. Kuna vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tikutaura isu pamusoro pedambudziko reCOVID-19, uyezve nedambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus. Chirwere checoronavirus pari zvino munyika chawanikwa icho chichibata vanhu vanosvika ivo 605 pari zvino. Ndovabatwa nechirwere ichochi checoVID-19. Aya ndozve mazwi ari kubva kubazi rezveutano. Asi sekuziva kwamuri kuita programu inoyi iprerecorded, saka muchainzwa munguva inotevera zvekuti uwandu uyu unogona kunge wasanduka. uyezve bazi reutano rinoti vanhu 166 vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi vachiwanikwa ivo vachichikunda. Pari zvino pane vanhu 432 vane chirwere ichi, 7 vakashaya. Regai ndidzose zvakare Star, so that maybe she might have gotten our guest, Miss Ndebele. Star.
Yes, indeed. We've got Mrs. Ndebele, and she would have her last word. If you can just briefly summarize to us, Mrs. Ndebele, on what your last word to the women out there and the challenges they are facing during this lockdown, and also about your feeding program, seeing that some people say they heard about it on Studio 7 and started looking for you.
Okay, thank you. Well, last way that I can share with women out there, let's try and protect our families. We are the people of the families right now. Let's make sure that our families, our husbands, our brothers, sisters, our children are protected during this era of COVID-19. Let's make sure that all the basic needs like water at home, washing our children, make sure that they wash their hands, they always have face masks to avoid the spread of this disease within our families.
Yes.
Then I would like to...
Go ahead.
Okay. Then I would like to leave my details for those who want to contact me concerning my program that I'm doing of feeding my community, mostly the vulnerable children within my community. You can contact me at my contact numbers are 0772-728-263. Or else you can use my landline, which is 520526. 520526. Or my phone number 0772-728-263. Or else they can come to my place, because I'm doing this program at my home. It's 2407 Nemakandini.
Hayi, siyabonga. Yeah, ungabavalelisa njalo ngesiNdebele, kodwa uthi ama contact details nizawaphinda mina.
Okay. Ngithi ubaba womama, ngithi bomama sizambeni ukugcina izinto zethu kahle ngalesikhathi sa COVID-19. Asiboneni ukuthi abantu bethu abanewethu abafowethu nabomkethu bahlala during this era of COVID-19. Sibakhuthaze ukugeza izandla njengoba sitshelwa ngabempilakahle. Siye sibakhuthaze ukubana nxa bephuma ngibekela ngekhaya make sure ukuthi bayafaka ama-face mask. Amamaski ashubhi nxa ungenayo imali yakhona ukuthunga ngezigqoko ezindala ngekhaya. Sizame ukuvikela izimuli zethu. Sizame uku-avoid ukuthi abantwana bahambahambe ngokuba lo yikho kwenza ukuthi nabantwabethu bethole lo mkhuhlane. Kuhlale sivikelekile ngalesikhathi sika-COVID-19. Ibese ngitshela ke ukuthila amadithayiza ambuya abangidingayo ukubana bangiphathise kule mhlelo lami lokufida intali abantwana abanjengezintandaya nabanye abaswelayo elokishini lami lemakhandeni. Ngitholakala ku-2407 emakhandeni kulapho engile programu yami le-ISO Kitchen. Njalo ama-phone numbers ami 0772-728-263 cell number leyi ku-F bangithintela ku-landline.
Yebo ke. Hayi, sibongile lathi ke Mrs. Ndebele oyemakhandeni u-2407 lapho anika khona abantwana ukudla mavela.
Thank you very much. We heard there from Mrs. Ndebele, who has an organization that actually it has a feeding program that has been feeding children in Bulawayo. We also heard from Glanas Changachirere, who's also working with young women, especially in the rural areas, where she and others have actually been talking to women about COVID-19 and helping with sanitizers. So I think this is the end of our program. So if you can just say thank you to your guest. I've already done my thanks, so we can sign off.
Yebo ke mavela, siyabonga ke bonke abantu besixhasa lapha kuhlelo lwethu. Sibonge njalo unkosikazi Cora Ndebele owenhlanganiso ke Open Heart yabela abantwana emakhandeni ukudla. Yena ke uthe usemakhandeni ku-2407 njalo simzwile sithi dinga usizo kwenzela ukuthi uhlelo lo lube lukhulu ayenelise ukuthi anike abantwana ukudla bonke. Yebo ke olivalelisayo ke lapha njengoba sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu yimi usithandekile Mhlanga.